Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Hold on just a moment. Let me bring my guest in. Hi, everyone. This is Tree Smith coming from you live out of Georgia on this beautiful day of God's grace. And I'd like to welcome my guests and my listeners coming in every Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. As everyone knows, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Tree Smith. I am the CEO of D-Rock Consultants. And here at D-Rock Consultants, we thrive on creativity and vision. With our consulting experience and expertise, allows us to build strategic teams to engage, plan, and implement into developing a new blueprint for your life or business. As y'all know, every Sunday I invite passionate entrepreneurs onto the show to share their crafts and their passions and dreams with us, as we do every Sunday. And today, as y'all know, as we do every Sunday, D-Rock Consultants is presenting our VIP guest, Jenny Scales Medeiros. Jenny was raised in upstate New York and now resides in San Francisco, North Bay. She is an author, entrepreneur, inventor with multiple patents and trademarks. Jenny's intention to motivate and inspire people to remember their God-given gifts and talents and use them. Jenny believes that thoughts become things and everything counts. And if y'all hold on just a second, I'll bring Jenny on. How you doing today, Jenny?
How you doing today, Jenny?
Hello? Hold on, y'all.
I'm trying to connect to Jenny. Jenny, are you there? Hold on, listeners, just a moment. Hi, Jenny. Are you on? I'm seeing, like, listeners, we're having a little connection problem. I actually see she's on, but I'm not hearing any volume. Hold on just a moment, listeners. Sorry about the complications, the errors. Hold on just a moment. Hello.
Hi, this is Jenny Scales Medeiros.
How are you doing?
I am so sorry about that. We were all set up.
Yeah, it's actually showing that you're connected, but for some odd reason, I couldn't hear you.
So, well, I apologize for that.
That's fine. Just hold on for a moment. Okay. Back to you, listeners. Like as we do every Sunday, D-Rock Consultants is always invite a passionate entrepreneur, and today our VIP guest is Jenny. How you doing today, Jenny?
I'm doing great. Thank you, and everybody, sorry for that inconvenience. I'm here now.
That is so great. Just tell me more about yourself, and, you know, what's your passion, and what kind of person are you? You know, what got you into what you do?
Well, I'm a very spiritual person, and I enjoy creating my ideas so that I can sell them, because marketing and selling are my natural born talents. I really enjoy that.
That is great. How did you define your success?
How do I define my success? I define success doing what I'm in this world to do at this particular time in space as success. And it took me years to figure out what it was that was in alignment with God's will for me. What was Jenny born at this particular time in space for, and how to use my natural gifts and talents to accomplish that. That success is when you can put those two things together.
Sounds great. Sometimes I like to ask, I guess, if you can describe yourself with three words only, what would those three words be?
They would be likable, resilient, and persistent.
Sounds great to me. Oh, so where do you get your entrepreneur spirit from? Is it in your background?
When you ask literally where did I get my entrepreneurial spirit from, I was born with it. And I think that we're born with it. It came along with my natural gifts and talents, which are, I've always loved selling. When I was younger and I would watch Bewitched on TV and everybody wanted to be her so they could be magic and make things disappear, I wanted to be Darren Stevens. That was her husband, because he would get a product and then he'd
right.
have to come up with a way to market it. And that's what I wanted to do. And I was very young when that show was on, and I just loved finding out how he marketed the product. So
right.
I have had that entrepreneurial spirit from day one.
And what keeps you thriving to do what you do?
What keeps me thriving to do what I do is the feedback that I get from people, because how I operate is I always make sure that there's a win-win. I love being able to do something where more than just myself succeeds from it. So for example, if I'm going to be, let's say I'm going to be having a book signing, if I can have that book signing and attach the local animal shelter to the signing and they get some of the proceeds, but it also brings in more people because then I have their audience as well, that's a win-win. That's where I keep the passion for being an entrepreneur, is by sharing my success with other people. The feedback that I get keeps me constantly working to be better and to bring in more for me so that I have more to share with other people.
Sounds great, Jenny. Let's talk about your first novel, What is Normal? You know, what inspired you to name it What is Normal? And, you know, tell us a little about the book.
Okay, so what inspired me to name the book What is Normal? And actually, you can read a little bit about it at whatisnormal.tv. But What is Normal? I thought about what am I going to name the book based on marketing, because I always think about that before I create a product. How am I going to market it? So What is Normal is a great topic. I've been on different TV shows, radio, based on just the title of my book, because there's so many things to talk about. But really what it is about is the essence of the book is what was normal for Sue growing up, because it's based on my childhood. Not all of it is completely factual. I left some things out to protect the guilty, I like to say. So I left some things out. I added some things. But the book is about my life being raised way out in the middle of nowhere in upstate New York with teenage high school dropouts for parents. They were children themselves. We lived in a trailer that later was turned into a chicken coop. I never ended up even finishing the ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I got in the automobile industry, and this is in the book. I got in the automobile industry. I sold a car my first day every day for a month. made top salesperson 6 years in a row. I was able to purchase my first home by myself at 23 years old, my second house at 27. And this is with a ninth grade education. And the reason that I mention this, and I feel like it's such a big important part of my story, is because this is where people get motivated. Because there's so many people that think, oh, I'm already 60. I'm never going to be able to do anything. The big part of my life's over. Or I didn't finish high school. Or I went to beauty college. Or, you know, whatever it is that they have done thinking they knew what they wanted to do, it doesn't matter. Whatever you were born to do here, you have gifts and talents and interests that are in alignment with that. And when you're in alignment with who you're supposed to be, because we're all born on purpose at a particular time and space, when you're in alignment with that, everything that we need to succeed comes to us. And I'm an example of that. Here's a kid, you know, from way out in the middle of nowhere. We had nothing. I had an Uncle Larry, if you know what I mean. I was moved 9 different schools in 1 school semester. I didn't get to finish the ninth grade. I finished the ninth grade only. I was out living on my own at 15, and yet I was able to buy my first house by myself at 23 in California.
Right.
So we, if we're in alignment with God's will for us here, it's magic. It's just getting in that alignment. So that's what the book's about. That's the message of the book, is that all of the things that I went through, that little seed of faith, you know, the amount of faith that we need is in a mustard seed in order to move a mountain. I had that much faith. I had that much faith, and I moved mountains, and that's what the story is about. It's a tragedy to triumph based on a true story.
And that's great. And I guess you, by living your truth, gives you the passion of what you're doing. Because as me reading the background on you and everything, I know you stress a lot. Being true to ourselves holds the power to succeed. And I believe in it also. And is that something gradually, daily, that you remind yourself?
Well, it's where I get, I guess somebody could, one person could call it confidence, but I don't like to use that word. It just sounds so egotistical somehow to me. But when we're authentic, when we're true to ourselves, like Shakespeare, to thine own self be true, and believe it or not, Alcoholics Anonymous uses that as one of their foundation statements, to thine own self be true. It is so important. When you are true to yourself, you have a power that comes from the unseen, from Creator, that just takes over. As long as you're willing to walk through the fears and accept whatever it is that you were born to do here. And I promise anyone listening, whatever you were born to do here, you are going to enjoy it when you're in alignment with it, because your interests and your gifts and talents are aligned with what your position is in the tapestry of life.
Right. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, no. I kind of went out right there. Right. So with that to be said, you know, as we are entrepreneurs and, you know, we start from where we start and we go through things, sometimes people don't understand it's not all cake and ice cream. You know, it's not easy as they think.
Yeah.
So would you mind sharing with the listeners, like, you know, give a few examples of some of your failures and what was the best lessons you learned from them?
Sure. So one of the big failures was I have a knack and a gift for being able to open doors and be able to reach people that other people can't seem to get in contact with. For some reason, that's like one of my, it's a challenge to me, and I always make sure that I reach whoever it is. And one of the failures has been reaching those people, having these huge opportunities there for me. I'm in contact with them, and either I'm not prepared or I didn't do my homework on the person that I'm reaching out to. Because one of the big things I learned through failures is you don't reach out to somebody and ask them to help you with something or to work on a project with you unless you know their work. So, like, let's say I know that there's an author around me and I want help getting my book published. Mm-hmm. Knocking on their door and getting in contact with them and not having read their work or spent any of my time or energy on their work is a no-no. You want to, and I learned this the hard way, I'd have them on the phone, I'd be in a meeting, I'd have a face-to-face meeting with them, and I couldn't say, oh, I read your book, or I saw your movie, or I know now through some embarrassing times and through some failures that it's crucial. If you're going to reach out to somebody and ask them to help you make a connection, you have to at the very least have read about them and know who they are and be able to connect with them on a personal level. The other thing that I did, which was a big failure, was I had an idea, I created a product, I patented it. And again, people said, you're never going to get your product on QVC, but I made cold calls until I got a human body on the phone. I gave them my elevator pitch. I got a face-to-face meeting. I sold them on the product. I got on QVC, and I had no infrastructure to support the product because impatience. So these are life lessons for me, is to slow down, because I'm great at getting the idea. I believe it comes from the same place art and music come from, out there, creator, source. If you're open to it, these gifts are available to everyone in alignment to what you're supposed to be doing here. And it's in my book, but in second grade, the teacher was talking about Eli Whitney inventing the cotton gin, who had never worked with cotton before.
Right.
And this was a huge boon for the industry because it was really one of the first machines that started doing things to make man's work more efficient, where you could do more in less time, was the cotton gin. Eli Whitney had never worked with cotton before, and he invented the cotton gin. And at that moment, I realized that idea came from someplace else. It's just like getting a song in your head or a painting or a poem. It all comes from source, God, creator, whatever you want to call that. And so that's where I went with that question.
So, as I know you have multiple patents, could you share that with some of the listeners, some of your patents?
Sure. So, if anyone wants to actually check my information, you can Google Ginny Scales Medeiros, and you can look at my Wikipedia, which will show you the patents I have are for light responsive sunless tanning. The trademarks are flawless sunless tanning, and the patents cover the synthetic ingredients for light-responsive sunless tanning and then the natural ingredients for sunless tanning. And I was in the auto industry selling cars, and it was like I sold 30 cars one month, 35 cars, top salesperson, and I'm out on that car lot, and I'm thinking to myself, and I actually made the front page news selling cars at this time. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
So anyway.
Okay, so you were on a front page.
Mm-hmm. Front page of the newspaper, and that's in my Wikipedia too, a copy of it. It's an old paper. But, you know, real – men may not eat quiche, but real women do sell cars, it said. And I had sold a car every day I'd averaged a car every day for the days I worked in 1982. So maybe one day I sold three cars and a couple days I sold none, but I was salesperson of the year 6 years in a row. But anyway, I was out on that car lot and I thought to myself, the ultimate would be if I had an idea and I created it and I sold it instead of selling somebody else's product. And later on, I decided that, you know, I had a idea for perfecting the application of sunless tanners. Now, today in my world, I don't care about having a suntan, but in that time, I wanted a suntan. So it was sold in world-class spa resorts, sold on QVC. There was an infomercial. And you can check all of that out at the Wikipedia that's been put up by the public, and they have, like, the TV news, newspapers, and all the spa resorts there.
Okay. Well, as you know how it's serious competition in today's business world. How would you highlight your competitive advantages? What makes it stand out? You know, what makes you stand out in the crowd?
Well, what makes me stand out in the crowd is that I do not follow any rules. So when somebody says to me, and that might sound, you know, unusual or a path that's not going to work, but it has worked for me. So, like, for instance, when I decided I was going to write a book, now I'm somebody that can't spell, so thank God for spell check, and editors and publishers. And so anyway, I decided I was going to write a book, and people were telling me, you know, you can't, you're never going to get a literary agent or a publishing contract. And then when I started reaching out to literary agents, they're like going, well, you have to like double space and you have to put a query letter on the front. And like they had all these rules. And I thought, you know what, if I follow these rules, I'm going to be one letter among a million letters that are in the mailbox, just like with QVC. I said, if I go through their application process, I'm going to be one product among a million. So what I did is I just started doing research on literary agents, and through social media, I sent like one paragraph out of the book, and then I'd send another paragraph. But before I did it, I knew what kind of books this person represented. I knew which was their bestsellers. I did my homework on them so that I made a personal connection first. And believe it or not, I made a personal connection. Then I just sent a paragraph because that's not a big commitment. You're not asking somebody to read a whole page. You're not asking somebody to read a chapter. And I hooked them. I had a literary agent and a publishing contract before I was done with my book.
Wow.
And understand, I'm somebody that finished the ninth grade. I say that because people can't hide behind, I didn't go to school for that. I don't have the education. I don't have any money. With God and being in alignment with who you are supposed to authentically be, it's like magic.
Right.
It'll happen.
And that's so true. Yeah, that's so true. You know, I see you passionate about what you're doing. You know, I was expressing to the listeners as you what you mean. Because, like you said, sometimes without background, some people feel that they can't do it. You know, they, like you said, if you align with yourself and understand, you know, you start understanding what God has a purpose for you, no matter what kind of education or where you come from or whatever. You know, you can do that. Well, you know, Jenny. Well, for instance, you know, you being very busy, you know, writing your books and doing your patents and things like that. Outline the schedule of one day of your typical work day.
One day of my typical work day. Every morning I get up and I read out of a journal called God Calling. I do a prayer. I do a reading with my husband. We do a prayer. I always hike 2 miles through nature, and I try to fit in a meditation in the morning, because for me, Meditation is turning off all of the senses that I need in the physical world, my sight, my hearing, disconnecting from the physical world so that I'm allowing new thought. This is a place where I have an intention set of letting go of any beliefs that are keeping any information that I need for me to complete my mission here on planet Earth or to do God's will or however you want to label it. That's a very important part of a day. I am set up in my life so that I do not work 9 to 5. I do not work Monday through Friday. I work normally project to project. So,
good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's how I operate. So then I'll answer emails. I'll plant some seeds. I'm constantly planting seeds in whatever it is that I'm working on. Right now I've got a couple things that I'm working on. I started a business out of my thought. I had a thought, and I thought, you know, when people go into treatment for whatever,
right,
and then when they come out of treatment and they're in recovery, one of the things that was missing out of recovery is that sometimes their financial world's wrecked, their credit's wrecked. And being in the auto industry for many years, I ended up being in finance in the auto industry and talking to lenders and helping people get loans. And over the years, I bought and sold homes and had, you know, was a landlord with multiple houses. And so I have a background in that. So I decided that I was going to start doing workshops just out of the top of my head, credit and recovery. So now I do workshops in recovery homes. And, yeah, so that's the only thing where I have an actual schedule, where I have a commitment to these treatment facilities. They're not really treatment facilities, but they're extended living to support people on getting back on track to get back into the world.
Okay.
So I'm working on that and then creating a new product that's going to be supporting another venue that I have going on.
Oh, that sounds great. Keep yourself busy and keep believing in yourself. You know, that's what it's all about. I know as I was reading, you were actually thinking about turning your novel into making a movie. Are you still working on that?
So there is the book, which was awarded one of the top 12 most inspirational for Gladys Magazine in...
Right.
Yeah, it has been adapted into a screenplay, and we have a business plan. We have a whole team, producer, director, everybody. We now have it in front of investors, so that's where we're sitting with that, and that's one of the projects that I am working on.
Okay. Okay, sounds great.
So there is a script. If there's someone out there that's, you know, looking to make a edgy drama.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds great. So, you know, as we say, what are your hidden inspiration sources? You know, how do you generate new ideas?
How do I generate new ideas? To me, they all come from source, creator, God. I generate them through meditation. And it doesn't always happen. I don't always get the idea in the meditation, but it will come during the day, or it might come during a dream.
Okay.
But the meditation's what opens the door for that.
Okay. So would you encourage people to meditate more?
I definitely would encourage people to meditate more. And if you have a hard time doing it, go to YouTube, and there are guided meditations for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And once you get into that state where you can turn off the physical world, you turn off your senses here, and you're open and you're part of everything. Once you get there, if you can sit long enough to get into that state, every time you go back, it's easier. You know how to get there much quicker.
Right. Okay.
But
what
definitely.
Would you say, meditation.
Yes.
What would you say would be one of your greatest entrepreneur achievements that you are proud of?
Well, one of my would be the validation of having one of those magic thoughts come into my mind and bringing it into the physical world. Like I say, thoughts become things. So my greatest achievement would be the giving birth of an idea into the physical world.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
So like a lot of people, you know, that become entrepreneurs, do you have a lot of family support, you know, that support you? You know, because sometimes people want to get into things and they don't have that support behind them to get things started, you know, to live their passion, something that they're passionate about, and they get negative feedback. So sometimes that scare them away from trying.
Oh, I hear you. My mom used to say, Jenny, jealousy is the greatest form of compliment you can possibly get. So I always know when I'm onto something, when I start getting some resistance. And that could be the people around me that, oh, no, we've never read her book, or, you know, I don't use sunless tanners because they smell bad. When I had my sunless tanner out, or they open up a spa resort and they don't even try my product. You know, it's okay, because I know that there's plenty in this world for everybody. And if I encourage or give somebody something, it doesn't take anything away from me. But there are people that's how they operate, is on scarcity, and I operate on abundance. So I have a circle of people like my husband. There's a, you know, one of my best friends that's been in my life forever, which happens to be another guy who has been in my life for over 30 years. These are the people that I go to because they're always genuinely happy about achievements that I make and moving forward with any of my ideas, projects, patents, book, the movie. I pitched it at the Napa Valley Film Festival. You know, they're excited about it. And then there's people that aren't, and that's okay.
Right. That is so true. And I think you do have to have a support. It's a lot of others that's out there that have passions, you know, have a dream that they want to start. And if you have a negative support system behind you, you know, there's no way that you feel that something that you can do. And, you know, that's one thing I like about this show. You know, it was encouraging, you know, just listening to different people. That's why I like to invite entrepreneurs on. And just not entrepreneurs, I like to invite entrepreneurs to come on that's passionate about what they do, you know, to share their dreams and stuff to others. To inspire something. You know, you never know who's listening, you know, to get that inspiration of someone to get out there and try. And, you
absolutely.
Know, that's why I keep encouraging people, you know, to come on just to share their dream, you know, just to get that feedback from other people and, you know, to hear the, and it's very gratifying that I hear back from, feedback from others, you know, for the entrepreneurs that come on and share their stories. And they do actually encourage people. So that's what encouraged me to keep doing this, too. You know, so what do you would consider one of your weaknesses?
Being impatient. That's definitely my biggest flaw.
Right.
So I'm constantly getting lessons on being more patient. When I pray for patience, I somehow end up in line at the DMV, you know. I don't know about you, but we have long lines at the DMV in California. I'm just making a joke, but the thing is I am super impatient. That has killed some success for me. I've knocked on the door, got to the right person, sold the idea, and then I was impatient and ruined it.
Yeah, I can understand. Yeah. I caught myself doing that over the years. I found myself being in it. You know, and very impatient, like you say, and it takes away from that when you are being impatient and don't realize sometimes it's not when you want it, but, you know, it's going to happen if it's meant to be. You know, we have to remind ourselves of that sometimes. So, Jenny, what would be your advice to the startup of new entrepreneurs?
So here's my nugget of truth and succeeding. I don't care who you are or what you're doing in the business world. Every single day, plant a seed in the garden of your dream. So I don't care if you only have time to send one email or make one phone call. Every single day, plant a seed. All of a sudden, 2 months, 3 months from now, a flower is going to be popping up here and there. You're going to get a call from somebody you don't even remember sending an email to, or somebody that you connected with on Facebook. Remember, first make a connection in a way to where you're not asking of them something. Don't find the right person and then ask them to give you something before you know who they are. But every single day, do something, because everything that we do moving towards what we're trying to manifest brings energy with it for everything out there to help assist us in manifesting whatever it is that we were born at this particular time in space on purpose to be.
Mm-hmm. I can agree with you on that. You know, just to give some feedback to some of our listeners, from a personal matter, you know, give some advice on balancing work and life.
For me, the way that I have my life set up so that I do have balance is that there's more life than there is work. And I live a life to where I'm never looking to go on vacation. I don't need to leave my life. So I'm not in the Monday through Friday, you're waiting for your first break, then you're waiting for your lunch, then you're waiting to get off work, then you're waiting for the weekend, then you're waiting for your vacation. How my life is set up is that I am working on things that cause me to expand spiritually. I'm connected with other people on my projects, and I have more life than I do work.
Right.
Meaning, if you love what you do, are you really working?
That's right. But it's so true.
Yes.
You know? Yes. Because that reminded me of a coach that I work with. She said, I don't need a vacation. You know, this is what I do. This is what I love doing. This is my life. So every day, if you want to put it, she say every day is a vacation to her. Because
yes,
you know how she based her life around. Like, she loves traveling. So that's her life, you know, even though that's her work too. But like you said, if you love what you do and that's what she's passionate about, that's what she made her life of, you know, traveling. You know, like you said, that's not, you don't need a vacation if you're really enjoying what you do.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yes.
I agree with
that's
you
program,
on that.
That's programming.
Right.
Commercial
right.
programming. Pay for a vacation. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't mean that you're not going to travel places, because you may go someplace because you're interested in going there for whatever reason. But not to escape your mundane everyday life. That's a whole different thing, and that's what people call vacations, is getting away from what they're doing.
Right.
So yeah. That's the difference.
That is so true. And you know, and you look back on it, you know, I could say things in my life, like sometimes I look back like, why did I wait so long? I know what it was I had a purpose for, and you know what to do, but I just kept hesitating. And now, like you said, no need for vacation. I'm enjoying my life, you know, doing what I love to do and that I always had a passion for doing.
Nice. So,
yes. So, Jenny, I'm so happy you came on here today. Like I said, I love to invite passionate entrepreneurs onto the show to share their stories, you know, their life consistencies with others, you know, just to inspire others to maybe step out and do what they want, do what they're passionate about. And like you say, sometimes we look at, we're a certain age, we'd be like, no, it's too late.
you know, and like you said, it's never too late. Because, you know, sometimes it is a, we all have a purpose, but sometimes that purpose is not brought to us at a time we think we needed to be. You know, sometimes it is later in life.
Or you're, or there's fears that keep you from, there's the people around you telling you, oh, don't do that.
Right.
But whenever you decide to engage in your purpose, everything's going to move forward to help support that. That's how the universe is set up.
That's right. Well, I'm so happy that you came on today to share your story, you know, as you do. And if you, you know, with your new endeavors that's coming on, I would be glad to have you back onto the show, you know, to give us an update.
Perfect.
On the things
Thank you.
On your project. So today, introduce yourself again to the listeners that may be coming in late. You know, just tell them how to reach you or, you know, how to get
sure.
your book.
Okay. Sure. My name is Ginny with a G, G-I-N-N-Y, and then scales, like the music scales, not the fish scales I was called in school. S-C-A-L-E-S, and then last name Medeiros, M-E-D-E-I-R-O-S. And you can either Google Ginny Scales Medeiros, or you can go to whatisnormal.tv, like television. Or you can just What is Normal, Ginny, on Amazon. You can read the first four chapters of the book for free. And I would love to speak to anybody that is interested in talking to me for any direction, or if you read the book and want to ask me any questions, I'm pretty easy to get a hold of. And thank you so much for having me, and I hope that something I said motivated somebody.
I sure do. Every day, like I said, I get a lot of feedback, even if it's just one person. Every guest I have come on, I get great feedback, and someone's motivated about your story.
Perfect.
Okay, so thank you for coming on, Ginny. You know, thank you for sharing that wonderful story that you had about your life, and I appreciate you coming on today.
Well, thank you for having me, and best of luck to you and all the listeners. And I do look forward to speaking with you again.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Okay, you enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, listeners, as my VIP guest, Ginny. Ginny was raised in upstate New York and now resides in San Francisco, North Bay. She is an author, entrepreneur, inventor with multiple patents and trademarks. Ginny's intention is to motivate and inspire people to remember their God-given gifts and talents and use them. Ginny believes that thoughts become things and everything counts. As Ginny shares her story, it's not about your background or where you come from or your education. We all have a purpose in life, and if we have that negative things in the back of our head or negative, you know, we surround ourselves with negative people. You know, get a support group to support you in your positive journey, to support you what you're passionate about or what your dream is to be. And like she said, we all have a purpose. We all born for a reason, and there's a purpose out there. You know, find your purpose and, you know, live that dream that we all meant to have, no matter what it is. And as y'all know, I'm Tree Smith, Free Your Mind, here on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Thank y'all for listening in, and thanks to all my wonderful VIP guests I have had over this almost past year. And, you know, keep the dream real. Thank y'all. See you. Talk to y'all next Sunday.